Principle 12, The Two Ways. We're discussing 10 insights the Baal HaSulam is giving us here into suffering. We're on page 35, number 4. It's a little long, so maybe this time we'll read 4 and 5, just read them through and discuss next time. So 4. The Baal HaSulam writes in Introduction to the 10 Sefirot, our disconnection from God, all the mistakes we stumble in, and all the pain and suffering that we go through have one single cause. If it were not for this one thing, we would instantaneously be released from all our suffering, and our hearts and souls would unite with God. The root cause is our lack of understanding the way God is acting with us, are not understanding divine providence. Imagine, for example, that God guided the world in a revealed way, so that anyone who ate something unkosher would immediately choke, and anyone who performed the spiritual practice of a mitzvah would experience ecstasy and wondrous physical pleasure. Who would be foolish enough to even think about tasting something unkosher, knowing it would end their life? The same way we wouldn't jump into a fire, we wouldn't consider tasting something forbidden. Likewise, who would neglect performing any mitzvah? We would run to perform mitzvot the same way we enthusiastically embrace any great physical pleasure that comes our way. If divine providence were revealed, everyone in the world would be completely righteous. So we see that the only thing we lack is that divine providence be revealed. If this were revealed, then everyone would attach themselves fully to God with complete love every single moment. This is not the case, however, as the reward of the mitzvot and the consequence of doing bad is hidden. Why is this? Why do we need to go through this stage of hiddenness? Why isn't God revealed to us from the beginning? The reason is because this initial state of hiddenness is what enables us to experience God. The hiddenness brings us to the revelation. The role of the hiddenness is to cause us to wonder why we are not feeling God's goodness and motivate us to introspection. We then discover that the reason we are not experiencing God's goodness is because we are trying to serve ourselves rather than trying to be in divine service. Number 5, as long as we are trying to gratify ourselves, we suffer. Even when we get what we want, we always want more. Living our lives trying to satisfy ourselves leaves us empty and unsatisfied. If, on the other hand, we live our lives to give to others, our lives are satisfying and joyful. Okay, so we'll stop for now and, God willing, discuss next time.